Well, Bertram, how frustrating was that? So close to getting that elusive clear round.
Yeah, listen, she jumped incredible tonight. She really put in a big effort, and it was an annoying fault, but anyway, that's the way it goes.
But looking at that course, the designer said, well, I expect six clears. It did take some jumping, but it was unforgiving. There was a challenge at every corner.
Yeah, it was difficult. It was, I think, everywhere was fair until the combination. That was very big, I thought. It took a lot out of the horses there. I got it, actually, the two oxes fine. I had a good gallop in, but that cost on the way out then.
And what about this crowd? I mean, this is... when you came into the arena, they were really up for it, weren't they, by then?
Yeah, like I watched the start of the class, and I knew a bit the atmosphere from yesterday, but I watched the start of the class and knew that there was a atmosphere. But then, I think by the end of the class, after flexible going clear and everything, it was wild.
You enjoyed that side of it?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
But now, though, I mean, OK, you've had four faults. I mean, how do you assess now going into Sunday? Is it just going to be a bit beyond you, you think?
She jumped great, so I'm looking forward to Sunday. You know, it's each day at a time, and if I was given first and seventh yesterday, I'd have taken it.
OK, well, best of luck. Two clear rounds on Sunday, and you could still be the Longines World Cup champion.
I don't know now. That's a long way away.